Hi, everyone. Welcome to Underwear News Briefs, the podcast. I am Tim coming at you again with another podcast. And on today's show, we have Phil and Mike from Just Us Boys. They're going to talk to us a little bit about their company, what they're doing, some of their future plans, and even what goes on at a photo shoot. So it's a really fun podcast to do. They're really great guys. And if you listen to the very beginning, we had to do it twice because it sort of we had technical difficulties at the beginning. So that's what the reference is at the very beginning. So we hope you enjoy it. And here's Mike and Phil. And now on the podcast, we have Phil and Mike from Just Us Boys. This is our second go-round. So welcome to the podcast again.
Welcome to thank you for having us.
Good to have you too as well. So tell us a little bit about your brand. I know there may be people out there who may not be familiar with it. I know I've been familiar with it for a couple of years. I have your camo brief and your camo jock. So tell the people how you got started and what, I guess, what you offer right now.
Well, as we were saying before, Tim, we started the clothing line around 2003, 2004. And the underwear line was the first thing that we actually wanted to produce, but it was the last thing that we actually made available. Because our main concern was to produce a piece of underwear that was, you know, top-notch when it came to quality. So as opposed to just throwing something out there and just getting that one-time customer and not really establishing anything that would make sure that they would want to return to us, we really took the time, almost a year actually, to produce a high-quality underwear. And as a result of that, we've been happy with the results thus far as we're continuing to grow. We actually manufacture in India. We wanted to manufacture here in the United States, but circumstances just didn't make that possible or make that actually a feasible choice. So we went to India, really happy with what they came out returned to us. And actually, we're currently in the process of possibly switching over our manufacturing to Thailand right now, but we're just in the beginning processes of seeing exactly how that's going to go with regards to their quality level at this particular point. Mike, anything you want to add?
Well, we basically wanted to create a line where it was the first thing that you pulled out of the wash. That was kind of one of our mantras. Because we have, you know, you got all kinds of clothes in your closet and everything, and yet you tend to find yourself wearing the same stuff all the time.
Uh-huh.
And to us, it's kind of a comfort zone, you know? And so we wanted to align ourselves, at least from the standpoint of what people wanted and having it be the standard, you know, part of their everyday, you know, their everyday choice. So that's kind of the way we think about it in terms of how we develop stuff. And so it's been a lot of fun, actually, because, you know, there's all kinds of choices out there. So we try to stay as focused as possible and, you know, give people what they want. So.
And another thing, too, with regards to the basic mission statement, adding on one more thing to what Mike just said, because, you know, there's like five or six things that, you know, okay, this is my favorite shirt, this is my favorite dress, this is my favorite piece of underwear. You know, we all have those things, and we wanted to make sure that our selection is like one of those things. That's like one of your favorite things that you always go back to. That becomes a part of your life that you're so comfortable with, you just basically live in it. So that's what we're really interested in producing for the customer. But also one thing I wanted to add in addition to that with regards to the clothing line that we actually have a mission statement, and the term Justice Boys, we really take that term seriously because our mission statement basically is to create a brand that's inclusive of all people, regardless of age, race, orientation, religion, or gender. And what did I say? What did I say? Anyway, so
that's why we have Justice Girls.
Justice Girls, exactly. But we really take that to heart very serious, and we're very serious about that because, you know, there's so many people out there who just want to belong, you know what I mean? They just want to be. And that's what we really take to heart, and that's really the sense of community we want to create with our line. It's not just a line for us. It's actually a brand and creating a sense of community and a sense of belonging for all people.
Very cool. And if you could tell us right now what some of your best sellers are right now, or some of your favorite things you offer right now.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, the Hip Brief is our best seller, that and the Jock. And people tend to gravitate to the camo style because we have the desert camo, we have blue camo, and
the army camo.
What's that?
The army camo.
Yes, the army camo. And so we can, you know, we always kind of carry that as part of, or we think in terms of that every time we come with something new. And so those are really our standard bearers. And then we've got the fitted trunk, which does well. We've got quite a few varieties because we have this phrase on them that we printed, which was "Boys Like It Hard," which kind of came from a song that we put together. And the
available on iTunes.
So we had Jock Boys Like It Hard and Frat Boys Like It Hard and all this other stuff. So we thought that was kind of cool, and some people have gravitated to that as well. But we're really excited about the new stuff we're putting together because we got a couple of artists that we're working with who have we're going to create some printed trunks, fitted trunks, and boxers. And it's got, like, Joe Phillips artwork.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Joe Phillips, but, yeah, from DC Comics fame, and, of course, he's gone on to do his own thing, kind of a signature guy. Actually, the line is called a signature series.
Oh,
so
cool.
We have Joe Phillips and also Billy Couch.
Billy Couch is like an automotive painter, and so he's got these really, really sweet, large paintings, actually, of all these race cars and motorcycles and stuff like that, and we just were really taken with it, and so we worked out a thing with him as well, so we're going to be using his themes as well, and with Joe, he kind of did a whole sports series for us, so we've got some pretty sweet designs coming with that, so we're just working out the details and
awesome.
Trying to get it all prepared. So.
Yeah, and that's what we're what we've taken this far over to Thailand, to this new plant in Thailand. As we are, we got the first set of samples back, and you know, there's some adjustments that need to be done. But we think, with regards to the pricing, things of nature, that we can make it work and still maintain the quality that we've grown accustomed to.
Very cool.
So we're really, really excited about that. Yeah, so we want to get it out as soon as possible. And, of course, the next thing, once we get the samples done, we get to do the photo shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Woohoo! So.
Yeah, we never knew how much fun that was going to be.
Exactly.
We never contemplated that. And suddenly we're doing photo shoots. Oh, boy.
Well, it was kind of cool. If we had known it was this much fun, we started this company years ago. We're really excited about the new line. So, and you know, one thing about Boys Like It Hard, which is really interesting, is that when we first came out with that line, we were all kind of surprised at how people, not everybody, but a lot of people really thought that we were making a blatant sexual statement. And that wasn't our objective at all, basically. You know, Boys Like It Hard, Rock Boys Like It Hard, Jock Boys Like It Hard, whatever, frat boys. It was basically speaking, what's that?
Soldier Boys.
Soldier Boys, right. We're basically talking about an attitude with regards to, like, aggression or, you know, seriousness or commitment or dedication, you know. But, of course, you know, we didn't see the obvious.
It's inescapable.
People's minds are in the gutter, so.
Yes.
Hey, whatever it means to you, then.
Hey, whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat. So anyway. One thing that Mike mentioned, too, with regards to the whole music thing, the Boys Like It Hard, because actually, without getting too much into this, Justice Boys actually started from a musical project we were working on, because we were under another name musically, you know, recording, putting out CDs, and we needed to change the name. And then Mike came up with the name Justice Boys. That's a whole story within itself, and how that kid came up with that name. And so it was originally just going to be a music project, but the name just lent itself to the meaning and everything, to just to creating a whole brand around it. And then the clothing company came from there. But we continued to do the music, and, you know, the two, having them live as two separate entities. But now that we're on iTunes, and we're doing really well on iTunes with the music project under the same name, Justice Boys, It seems to be merging back together. So
very cool.
So we're really happy with the way things are developing. Yeah.
Very Yeah, that sounds like really cool, because I know you guys did camo before everyone did camo this year, because that was really big this year. And then also the new line I'm looking forward to, because a lot of people, like Ozzy Bum, just came out with their kind of sort of cartoonish one. So those, I think those are really cool, especially with Joe Phillips. That'll be really interesting.
Yeah,
Joe's an amazing artist.
Oh, yeah. We were over at his place a couple years ago, and his place is like a freaking museum. I mean, he has, you know, he's all this incredibly unfinished artwork just laying around his house.
It looks finished to us, and he's going, oh, I'm still working on it.
Like, what? And, you know, at one point, we're sitting in the studio just like hanging out, listening to music and stuff, and he has a sheet of paper, and he heard something and just inspired him. And just to watch this flat, two-dimensional piece of paper literally just come to life before our eyes was just like one of those things where you realize this guy is definitely, you know, a little bit beyond the rest of us when it comes to artistic expression.
Cool.
It's absolutely incredible. Yeah, and he's the funniest guy, too.
Yeah, he's really awesome.
So how did you get him involved in making the underwear designs?
Well, actually, we got to know Joe Phillips. Like, if I get the story wrong, correct me. We saw his calendars. This is like years ago, before we even started with the clothing line. And we just sent him an email saying, hey, love your artwork. And he responded. And then we just started going back and forth. And then he was working on this project, this video project, video movie film that he came out with. And the person who was originally going to do the theme song for him backed out or moved or something or disappeared or, you know, was kidnapped or abducted by aliens or something. And he knew that we did music. And so he just called us up and said, hey, I'm kind of in a bind. Can you guys write me a theme song? So we said, yeah, sure, no problem. So we threw together a theme song for him, and because we have a Pro Tools studio in our house.
Cool.
And he loved it. He put it on its, you know, part of his film. He sold like hundreds of thousands of copies, and then our relationship just developed from there. So we just go back and forth and just exchange musical ideas and artistic ideas all the time. So when we got ready to do the signature series and we wanted to actually enlist the support of an artist, it was just an obvious choice because Joe's a buddy, and we thought, hey, you know, do you want to do this? And of course, Joe's like, you know, absolutely. He was more than happy to contribute. So we're really lucky to have him.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that line now. That'll be cool. I'll have to keep my eyes open for that.
We're looking forward to it as well.
So anything else you guys are working on or anything else you're doing right now that would be of interest to our listeners? Or do you want to tell the story about how you got your name?
Oh, there's an interesting one. I was working with an artist group, and the
handling publishing and stuff
publishing, copyright administration, stuff like that. And then word got around that this artist music was being used, actually, in your neck of the woods. It was for a Georgia senator, and a state senator, and they were using it without permission. And so it was my... I was real motivated, I guess you could say. I jumped to the task of making sure the music was taken out of all the campaign spots.
Mike was like a pit bull on the topic.
Don't mess with our artists. You know?
Yeah.
It's a real play when it comes to that. So I'm running around doing all this stuff. Well, this girl who was in that office says, it's like your justice boy, you know, dun, 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 and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And so we just kind of developed it from there. But it was kind of funny because
The second part of that story is Mike's there at the office, you know, doing his thing, you know, fighting for the rights of all. And I'm here at home in the studio, and the phone rings. Bling! I pick it up, and Mike's on the other line. He says, "I got two words. I'm going to bet you two words." So that I'm like, "What?" Like, I'm thinking, like, "We're through. I'm fired. Get out." You know, those words. So anyway, you know, it's back to you right now, and he hangs up the phone. So as I'm sitting there, you know, being like apprehensive, like, oh my God, what are these two words going to be? The fax machine goes off, the paper comes through, and I see these two words, justice boys, right? And I'm telling you, it was like instantaneous like the clouds parted, the dove descended from the heavens.
This happens to fill on a...
Yeah. A choir of angels filled the room. And in an instant, seeing those two words, the entire vision of the line, the brand, the mission statement, it was instantaneous. It was
nice.
One of those moments of epiphany. So, and then the rest is history.
Very cool.
So, well, of course, we locked up the name first.
Oh,
first,
yeah.
Mike was just in that mode. Okay, don't say a word. Stay locked in this house until I get the security and you lock up the name.
Yeah.
So we trademarked the name worldwide, and then we did that first before we even started with a single design.
Smart boys.
So we took care of business first. Yeah, and then the rest is history.
Yeah, coming up with a company name is the worst.
Yeah, but it's got to mean something.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really got to mean something.
I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to do that now, and everything I want is already taken. So I'm just like, ugh.
So. Well, as soon as you find something, give Mike a call.
I think the thing is once you know, the more the internet became established, I think it's everyone just registered everything they could think of, and I think for domain names and stuff. And so even when it comes to .wifi or whatever, people just run out there .org, .net, .biz, and they register all this stuff, and they'll even register it if it's not theirs, and like Coca-Cola or something like that. So they get into a lot of, it ends up being a lot of work, from the legal standpoint.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I think that's got everyone thinking along those lines, thinking, oh, someone will want to buy this, so I'll just come up with this and register it. And so that's what makes it kind of tougher, too.
Yeah, we had a situation as well where a couple people approached us to buy out our name as well, like when we were first getting started. And when that happened, we realized, okay, I think we do have something here.
Yeah.
So we thought, okay, no, thank you, but thank you for asking.
And, exactly.
Reaffirming what we believe in already. So there you go.
Very cool. So anything else you're working on or anything fun and exciting going on with your company right now? Are you having any promotions or special events you're working on?
Well, actually, in Chicago this weekend, they're big. Is it Market Days or is it the Pride thing this weekend?
Pride, because I think Market Days is in August.
Yeah. In August, right. We're doing a promotion where one of the radio stations there is going to feature Justice Boys on their float going up and down the thing. So there's going to be 6 Justice Boys models adorned in Justice Boys, Boys Like an Hard Fit trunks this weekend, parading up and down the streets of Chicago. So,
very cool.
Unfortunately, we can't attend there, but we are going to get all the pictures. And also, in addition, you're familiar with the show Noah's Ark?
Yes.
Okay. Well, one of the characters, the guy who plays Alex on Noah's Ark, Rodney Chester.
Uh-huh.
As he's a really good friend of ours, and he's going to be doing a number of events around the country, and he's been so kind to take our wares with him because he just loves our stuff and loves us, and we love him too. And he just, so he's going to be doing New York Pride this weekend, and then he's going to be hosting like a beauty pageant. I don't remember which one it is, but he's been, he's going to be in Florida. He's going to be in Chicago as well in a couple of weeks. So there's a number of things we have happening in Chicago, and that we have support from a lot of friends and people out there who are out there in the public eye who are helping us out quite a bit, which is really what we're going back before. It's about creating a sense of community,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people get that. So people like Joel Phillips, Billy Couch, Rodney Chester, our friends at the radio station in Chicago. Just really identifying with what we're doing and supporting the brand. So those are some things that we have going on.
Yeah, and also we're going to be we're working hard to get our whole girls line together. So
right.
Oh, cool.
That's going to launch probably early next year. We were in a bit of a trademark tussle on that, which has finally resolved itself in a positive way.
And we're still standing.
Yeah, we're still
good
standing.
Deal.
So we're going to redirect our efforts there as well, so we're kind of excited about that, too.
Yeah, because one thing with the girls' line, people are always asking us how come we haven't developed anything or move forward with that. And that was simply because we couldn't really talk about it during the time period, but it was because we were embroiled in legal litigation for 3 years almost.
Good Lord.
With regards to that issue. Yeah, I know. But, you know, we knew we were right, and someone was just trying to roll over us, and, you know.
All is well that ends well. So
absolutely.
We're going to, now we're free to kind of apply that investment to building it rather than just protecting it. So,
cool.
I'm excited about that.
That's good. Yeah, legal issues are never fun.
No. Lawyers love it.
Yeah.
They like the paycheck, but
yeah,
that's true.
So that's what's going on, Tim.
Cool.
How's life with you?
It's good. Things are going. We've got underwear to review from you, which I've sent out to my guys, who they all have it. I confirmed it this past week, so I told them to wear it and write it up. So
excellent.
They're excited, and we're excited to get them. And I guess, I have one more question. Since you mentioned a photo shoot,
Sure. Tell
our listeners about photo shoots, because not too many people get the chance to go to them. So, we've actually got a few models we're going to be interviewing coming up too, some that have done a lot of underwear work. So it'd be cool to get your perspective on the photo shoot.
I think for us, Phil and I kind of get involved from start to finish. We have a photographer we've been working with for many years, and we can communicate really well with him. And he's someone we always start out with looking for a location that kind of inspires, kind of a lifestyle setting, something that gives you a mood to begin with. And so, at one of our recent shoots, it was at a farm in Metamora, Michigan.
And how many acres was it, Mike?
I'm not sure how big it was. Like 300 acres.
It's big.
Wow.
Yeah. They gave it to us free for an entire weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, the whole run of the thing.
So it's like a horse farm. So we had been looking, you go through the model recruitment and stuff like that, and you go through, tons of these different, photos and the cards and stuff.
Composite cards.
Yeah, so we're going through all that and trying to select the right, combination of people and stuff, and we ended up getting a couple of guys from England to come in. And a real great part of this story is that we're sitting there working at the models, and we're about to go into this corral, and the models, it's just built like, a tank. And he says, he's kind of getting warmed up a bit, trying to pump up a little before the shot. And he just suddenly grabs the fence and extends his body out sideways to the ground. Meaning, this is a fence that moves. It's like the creek. And we just all, our jaws drop, and we look at him and going, oh, my God. And I'm like, can you do that again? He's like, well, sure.
With his British accent.
Yeah.
Like, nice.
So he's like doing this move and holding it for like 5-6 seconds at a time, and we're all just stunned. And so we got a really great shot out of that, we think.
And we've used that in a couple of advertisements, and we've used that for like in-store POP material. Our photographer, his name is Bruce Giffen, by the way, a local Detroit photographer who's, like Mike said, we've used him for years. And it's great how he knows us so well, we know him so well. We could just, like, muddle something incoherently, and he'll know exactly what we're thinking,
nice.
And he could set up the shot that way. So that's really nice. The one story in the very beginning, when we did our first photo shoot, we went to a talent agency, and we said, we don't know what we're looking for. We know we want, four models. We want it to be diverse racially, so just send us a bunch of stuff. So in the mail, we get like 600 composite cards.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, wow.
Yeah.
So it was kind of fun just kind of going through. It's like, okay, this is cool, And what's a really funny story, we narrowed it down. We wanted one African-American guy and one Caucasian guy. We picked the African-American guy, and so we're set on him. So it was down to picking the other guy, the Caucasian guy. And so we got it down to two photos, one gentleman and then a second gentleman. And we opted for gentleman B, let's put it that way. So we called the agency and we explained to them, okay, we got it down to these two, we're going to go with this one. And the agency was like, listen, you pick whomever you want to pick, but the guy who you didn't pick has a lot of experience, and he really knows what he's doing, and, pick whoever you want to pick. We didn't know anything, so we just went with him, so just, okay, we'll switch to the other guy. And so on the day of the photo shoot, Mike, you could pick up the story at this point.
Well, he just, you know, it's really amazing because we're in there, and this was at a different location. This was at a like a warehouse, an artist's warehouse.
Uh-huh.
And this was a guy who did things like he would go to a church, and one of the things he did, he went to a church in Canada that was being torn down. He rented a semi-truck and got all their huge windows.
Their stained glass windows.
Yeah, and cool. And brought them back so he could do artwork with that. I mean, he just makes all these different, really cool, very large.
Dan Nunes is his name.
Yeah, and he was. We're at his place, and we're setting up shots all over the place because you kind of have to be quick. You know, you have to be real organized. You have to have all the clothes laid out. You have to know what your shots are going to be. You have to, Phil will handle, you know, working with the model and stuff, and I'll be setting all the stuff up ahead of time, and then we'll both, you know, kind of coordinate, build a kind of a train going. So I'm hustling, bustling, getting ready, and the model's having trouble finding it. So he finally finds it, and he walks in the door, and it was like, oh, my God.
She was beautiful.
I never felt so ugly in all my life. I was like, this is what they mean by the beautiful people. Holy smokes.
I mean, his composite car didn't do him justice at all. And the agency knew this, knew that his composite car was okay, but with his experience and everything, the guy's name is Jack Taylor, by the way, and he's gone on to do.
He's
done Ozzy Bum and Calvin Klein. He's did a thing with Britney Spears.
He's done Abercrombie.
Yeah,
and he's been all over the place. And the really cool thing is a guy on that level, they just know. I mean, it's really, people think you just kind of stand there, the model stands there, they're beautiful, and that's it. That's only the tip of the iceberg as to what they can do when they know what they're doing. So,
exactly.
You know, you can get 100 shots in 10 minutes with somebody who knows what they're doing, and you can use all of them. And then if somebody doesn't know what they're doing, but
you'll
just
take
really
you like 10 minutes or take you, what, 100 minutes to get one shot.
Yeah, just to get one shot because they can't, you know, their eyes don't connect or they just don't, it's just not natural in front of it. And, so Jackson's just amazing and a great guy to work with.
And a great guy to work with, exactly. Midwest, he's from Michigan, and he's gone off, and, you know, and he'll come back, and he's always just a pleasure to work with. And, you know, and that's another thing. We really like to surround ourselves with people that are good people because we always think in long term when we're dealing with people that we're working with. It's never like, okay, what can you do for us today? Okay, see you later, bye, kind of thing.
It's more about, you know, when you trust in the journey and you kind of meet people and build those relationships, it's better to do that genuinely, you know, to really become friends and stuff and build a life along the way rather than just treating everyone like they're disposable.
Yeah, what can you do for me,
type of thing. It's totally not our attitude. We figure, you know, if the whole thing falls apart tomorrow, that's okay because today was great.
I mean, exactly.
That's kind of our attitude, which try to live it, you know, properly and correctly and be cool to everyone along the way because that's, you know, that's what it's all about. So,
because we've been treated poorly, we've been treated well, and we know the difference between the two, and it's way better to be treated well. So it's our responsibility to do the same to people that we meet along the way.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So there you go.
Very cool. Well, I guess that will wrap it up. We're approaching close to 30 minutes. Yeah, that's a good podcast. So I want to thank you both.
Is the record button on?
Record button's on, and it all recorded. So it was your last time. So cool. So thank you both for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Tim. Good talking to you.
We hope you enjoyed the podcast with Just Us Boys with Phil and Mike. If you need to find them, they are at Just Us Boys with a Z on the end .com. You can find out everything they have going on. And also find us at underwearnewsbriefs.com. And then always you can email us at info@underwearnewsbriefs.com if you give us your feedback on the podcast, what you're liking, what you're not, and to who you want to see on it. So we've sort of inundated you the last 2 weeks with a ton of different podcasts, so hopefully we won't flood you too much. But let us know what you want to hear on it. We'd love the feedback and hope to hear from you soon. And we will have another podcast at you probably in another week or two. So have a great one, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.